from an offensive standpoint, I think we got the ball around the rim in the first half. I think the number was 26 times. And even in the first quarter, we weren't very efficient at the rim. Thought as late in the second quarter, we finished three in a row. Amaya had a double pump score twice, one on the left side, one on the right side, and I thought G did as well. And so we talked about at halftime that we're trending in the right direction. We're understanding there's a lot of physical contact. You're going to have to take your time. You may have to double pump. You may have to hang. You may have to do those kind of things. So I thought we were really solid on both ends of the court. I thought what we didn't do a good enough job of defensively in the first quarter was kind of dead-ending those ball screens with Shay involved. You know, we were kind of late on them when she turned the corner. One, we did a good job dead-ending, and she just made a heck of a play, you know, and they made the shot. But the rest of them, I thought we just were late in a lot of situations, and I thought our post kids really adjusted and did a nice job. I thought Sophie Hart, that's really hard to get out there and do a really good job with that. I thought she played really, really well on both ends of the court. Fino Tonga got there at times really, really well for us, and that was really important. And then we went and doubled one of them late in the first quarter, and Nia did a great job and turned him over in that situation. But that kind of speeds him up and makes the shots that she gets a little more challenged, or she doesn't get them out of ball screens. At least she has to get them in different ways. I thought all of our young ladies, I thought our perimeter defenders did a tremendous job, you know, of guarding players that were driving to the basket and then cut them off and then cut them off again and then cut them off a third time and then walled up at the rim. You know, they got to the free throw line 12 times, but really they're a team that scores at a 49% clip, and they get to the free throw line a lot and they shoot it really well from the arc. And they did do that. They did shoot it well from the arc. But I thought overall, our defensive tenacity was absolutely outstanding. I thought offensively, we did a good job of attacking in a lot of scenarios. What we did a much better job of tonight, even than we did in the Drake game, and we started it kind of midway through the third quarter, is understanding we did not need to take fast shots. You know, the game was in our favor. If we sped up and took, even if they're open, you take open early shots, and even if you make them, they get more opportunities. But if you don't make them, now it's really tough because now they get opportunities. So I thought our understanding was really good. From an effort standpoint, we had 9 TKOs, which are 3 stops in a row. I thought in the third quarter we had a stretch where we had like 13 or 14 straight stops, and that was really, really important. We got, from an effort standpoint, we had 32 more shots than our opponents did, and that's something that's really impressive. From a rebounding standpoint, again, Sophie Hart, 7 offensive rebounds was really impressive, but all of our young ladies, G and I think Amaya, really getting in there, and then so many that were just kind of tipped and kept alive and someone came up with them. So from a rebounding standpoint, effort was really good, took care of the ball at a high level, did a lot of good things during the course of the game.
And to confirm that, Coach, okay, I want you to know this was a historic game because this is the largest road win margin since Minnesota beat Wisconsin in 2019. So your win by 23 points, historic.
Well, 2019 doesn't even sound like that long ago to me. I don't know. Like when people make those comments and Olivia told me that, I'm like, that wasn't that long ago, but maybe that's because I'm old. But, you know, but it does. It is. 6 years is a long time.
Yeah.
It's hard to do this against a team that is really good at home. I don't know what their attendance was, but it said listed at 8,000 fans. So to do that on the road in a tough environment against a team that can really, really score, you know, and for us, it really was, it was keyed on the defensive end, but on the offensive end, what I thought was really good for us is that as the game wore on for us, we became more efficient. The fourth quarter was our most efficient quarter. We were really deliberate about how we wanted to attack, and that was really good to see. So a great game. I thought we kind of tried to get our, we call them 5 kind of seniors who play a lot, and I included Mara in that, even though she's technically not a senior, but she plays a lot, and then certainly Tracy from the bench. You have a lot of senior leadership on this team, and so we really kind of implored them in a lot of ways to be the ones to take this to a breakthrough kind of moment for our program.
Well, and one of those seniors was Amaya Battle,
right,
who we always talk about, and I'm sure you see it every day. We feel like we can tell when she's feeling good offensively and seeing things clearly and getting downhill and hunting for her shots. And tonight seemed like one of those nights. So what did you like from her performance?
Well, I thought in transition especially, she was really good early in the game when we were really pushing it at attacking and getting to the rim. And I think really understood and got better as the game wore on at getting around the rim and doing some little things, you know, a little bit more efficiently, kind of recovering it high giving yourself opportunities. But she had some really nice drives. And getting to the rim is going to be really important. It is. You know, and I think she can do that against, you know, just about anyone in the conference. And so that's really important for us moving forward. She played, did a lot of good things. And that's on the offensive end. I think it's hard because, you know, you look at Amaya as someone who has led us this year in assists and in rebounding. And I know Lynette talks about that all the time, about how impressive that is, because that's hard to do, right? And so to be a kid, again, who had eight rebounds in this game, three on the offensive end, and does a lot for us defensively in terms of matchups and guarding and switching. And when she switches onto the point guard an awful lot. Well, that was a position she guarded for 3 years. And so, you know, I think is just someone that we rely a great, great deal on. I thought she performed at a really high level.